This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Lisa Ganass, who is Executive Director of the Ronald McDonald House. Good evening, Lisa. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. You've had a busy few days and weeks, I should say, and a very busy day tomorrow. Are you at Playmakers right now?
I am. I'm at Playmakers right now. We're having our packet pickup for our Run for the House, which goes on tomorrow morning.
That's right. It goes in support of Ronald McDonald House and Playmakers, such a great partner in all of these kinds of runs. Packet pickup is happening tonight. Tell us what the Run for the House is.
The Run for the House is one of our premier fundraising events. It helps us serve our mission, which is helping families whose kids are hospitalized in Lansing. And the run itself is just a fantastic event. We have it out at Hawk Island Park, and it's great for the competitive runner. It's great for families. We have a 5K, and we have two kids runs. And then on top of that, we also have a kids carnival, so we'll have Impression 5 there with their Grossology exhibit. We'll have other kids' activities. It's really a fun morning.
And what time do you kick off tomorrow morning?
We kick off at 8:30. That's when late registration, actually, and packet pickup starts 8:30 a.m., and then about 9:30 is when the kids' activities and the kids' runs start. So we'll have a sprint for the littler kids and then a half mile for the bigger kids. But then everybody is welcome, even kids, into the 5K, and the 5K starts at 10 o'clock.
And it's this. You don't have to be a runner to do this.
You
can come and just walk. It's about being a part of the event and raising money and all of that.
Absolutely. And, you know, we really try to make it a lot of fun. I mean, everybody wants their event to be fun. But one of the things we do is we call it rocking the socks. We rock the socks. We have socks that, like Ronald McDonald socks, red and white striped ones. And so it's just wonderful because people love putting them on. They feel like they're really contributing something to the whole, you know, the whole feeling that surrounds the Ronald McDonald House, which is fun and hopefulness and, you know, just a pretty loving thing, you know, that we're trying to give to these families that we take care of.
And how many years have you done this run for the house?
We've had it for 10 years. And, you know, it's had a great history. We used to do it right from the house, and we'd have maybe 50 people, sometimes 70 people. And a couple years ago, we thought, you know, we could really make this a great event. And our committee and our just decided to dig our heels in, and now it's a good-sized event. We have more than 700, you know, we'll have 800 people participating, a couple hundred people just there having a good time, and it's really become a great event for the Lansing area.
And this has to be one of your major fundraisers then, doesn't it?
It absolutely is. We have this, and we have our golf outing in the summer, which is our other one. But this is one that, you know, it has the most involvement from the community because of the number of people that come out for it. And, it's a huge, it's vital for us, you know, in order to be able to perform our mission the way we want to.
And talking about your mission, I mean, people may have kind of peripheral idea of what Ronald McDonald House does, but I don't think it ever hurts to remind folks what your purpose is and what you're doing.
Yeah, definitely. The Ronald McDonald House is actually an independent organization, separate from the hospital, separate from McDonald's. It's on its own, and what we do is we take care of the family, the whole family, when a child is sick. So there's a lot of stress involved, when you have a sick child or a sick sibling. Even the siblings are in a rough place. And so we want to keep them as healthy as possible as well. So we make sure, so we give them a place to sleep. They have their own private family bedroom and bathroom. We provide meals and all their food. We provide free laundry facility. I mean, we just take care of all the basic needs for free. That way the families are not worrying about money. We're keeping them healthy. We're keeping them fed. We're, well-rested, away from the hospital and the stress of the hospital and in a comfortable place so that they can just focus all their energy on their child and getting their child well.
And imagine, you know, the opposite of that, not having Ronald McDonald House, that it would involve hospital bills and restaurant bills.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, the cost would be astronomical, adding to the stress of an incredibly stressful situation to begin with.
Exactly. And I don't think anybody would ever want to put that on a family, you know, to say, you know, on top of you starting your new family and having a child, let's throw all of this extra expense on you, a couple thousand dollars in of hotel costs and, you know, eating out every meal, you know, and gas and everything else. They're able to stay right there and walk back and forth. You know, we just take out that financial part as much as we can.
Well, yes, and there's some things that can't be controlled, but that one is one that you can help with.
Right.
For folks who aren't aware, where is Ronald McDonald House in Lansing?
Our Ronald McDonald House here is right by Sparrow Hospital. It's on Michigan Avenue.
Well,
right downtown.
Yep, and we see Ronald sitting out on the bench waving at
yep.
us as we drive by all of the time. How long has that house been there? You know, it seems like forever and time flies, but how long has it been there?
We opened in June of 2000, so we're going on our 11th anniversary.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
What about volunteer opportunities? I'm hearing you talk about their own bedroom and food and so forth. I'm thinking there's got to be a lot of folks involved in this project.
There are so many. We actually almost fully function on volunteers. We have just two full-time employees, one part-time. Otherwise, we have volunteers that help us do everything, and they're really the lifeblood of our house. There's a lot that people can do. We kind of try to fit with somebody's needs and their schedule. So if they're interested in more like a committee, being on a committee, like a fundraising or a finance committee, that kind of thing, that's welcome. But also just the day-to-day stuff is where we need a lot of help. People come in and keep the place clean. Obviously, we don't want people getting sick or contracting anything. You know, parents can't go into the hospital when they are sick. And also when we have kids with us that are actual patients, of course, we don't want them getting sick, you know, either from our house. So we keep... every day, keep it spotless, top to bottom. Preparing food, we love having groups come in. Anybody can come in, a family or fraternity or a church group, and make dinner. We need people to help in, you know, help gardening, help outside, people to answer phones. There's really, I mean, pretty much anything you can think of.
I was going to say,
we need help with.
it kind of sounds, you know, you're running a home. So every aspect of a home that needs to be done at the Ronald McDonald House as well.
Right, exactly.
On the race, back to the run for the house race tomorrow, as we said off the top, you're at Playmakers for packet pickup tonight. Those are for people who've already registered, but is it too late if you haven't yet?
Oh, no, you can register still here. There's registration here at Playmakers until 8 p.m.,
okay.
And then tomorrow morning you can register as well.
Very good. And let's tell folks again where you can pick up packets. Tonight it's at Okemos at Playmakers until 8 o'clock,
right.
So a little over an hour there left. And then in the morning they'll come to Hawk Island Park?
Yes, Hawk Island Park. It's on Kavanaugh, and there will be signs back to the pavilion, and you won't be able to miss us.
And you don't need to have a team. You can just come join in.
Just come join in. It'll be, if you registered today, it's $25, and that includes an awesome long-sleeve tech shirt. And then tomorrow it'll be $35 for the day of registration.
Very good. And you're expecting about 700-plus people.
Yep.
Wow.
We'll have more than 700. We already have more than 700 registered to participate, and then we always have people watching as well, like I said. So we'll have about 1,000 people there.
Does the largest part of your budget, your funding, come from these kinds of events?
Yes, I would say it does. We have a few fundraisers throughout the year that we really concentrate on, and that covers about a third of our budget.
Wow.
And then otherwise, it's all community donations. We have a percentage that comes from McDonald's operators. The corporation itself doesn't just set aside, you know, money for us, but because we are separate from them. But the operators themselves, the local franchisees, are good to us, and so they personally will donate a lot, the same way any other individual would. And so actually all of the rest of our funding just comes from the Lansing community, individuals and businesses that want to take care of these families as much as we do.
Well, as we know, in the Lansing area, there's no group of people more generous.
No. It's heartwarming. The Lansing community is a fantastic place to be.
They certainly are. It doesn't seem to matter what the economic conditions are.
No.
The Lansing community continues to give and give.
Right, and that's what I've said over and over again, even at the national level. You know, people say things about Lansing and the Rust Belt image or, you know, and everything else, and the nonprofits here are very blessed because no matter what the situation is, people here want to take care of other people.
Well, they sure do. And Lisa, you're doing a great job there. It sounds like an awful lot of fun tomorrow. Hope the weather holds out for you. It might be a little chilly, but
it will be.
It's all, we're used to that in Michigan.
That's
have
right.
a great event, and I hope it goes well for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Lisa Ganass, Executive Director of the Ronald McDonald House, on their run for the House tomorrow morning. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.